Hello, plaything. I'm so glad you came to my playhouse to play with me today. I'm so ready to play with you. Before we begin, I need you to make sure you are in a very private place where no one will disturb you, where we can have complete privacy. Lock the door to the playhouse if need be. This is going to be an interactive playdate, so you are going to need space to move around. Now, for this play session, I'm going to turn you into a marionette. And if you don't already know, a marionette is a puppet controlled by strings. So you have probably guessed by now, I am going to be the marionettist. It's going to be fun. You will actually move while in trance. That's right. I'm going to place you in a trance and then turn you into a marionette, and then you will dance. Before we begin, there are a few things that you will need to get. First, during this session, you are going to be physically active and move around, so you could get wireless headphones or earbuds. Next, you need a marker or a pen, which is safe to use on bare skin. Or perhaps lipstick. You are going to need something to mark yourself with. Once you have gathered all of these items, I want you to remain fully clothed and find a safe, comfortable place to sit or lie down. Pause this recording, gather the items that you need, and then come back once you are in your comfy position. I'm Nautica. It's so nice to meet you. You can call me Domina. You will call me Domina. I am very much looking forward to working with you. You have obviously heard of me and are aware of my work, which is why you applied to be a volunteer for the project that I have been working on, which combines the art of hypnosis and femdom. And I'm glad that you are here. I'm very impressed so far with what I see. It is going to be so much fun. Now tell me, you look a bit nervous, timid. Are you okay? Oh, I see. Well, first and foremost, you are a human being, and I am going to treat you as such, with affection and care. I am a professional, and I'm very good at what I do. In fact, I am becoming one of the best this industry has ever seen. You should feel fortunate to be here. I don't want you to worry about anything. You're really going to enjoy this. I'm sure you will. Now, I respect your wishes and desires to be controlled. Am I correct? Good. This will be a safe and fun process from start to finish. So, just sink down and relax and let it happen, okay? My sweet boy, have you ever done anything like this before? No? You will fall into my trance, and I will catch you as you fall. You are going to be okay. Go ahead and close your eyes. I'm just going to relax you a little bit. Sink deeper as you take a couple of deep breaths, slowly tasting the air, cool and smooth and soothing, just gently caressing your shoulders. The air feels smooth as it flows into your lungs and fills your body, satisfying a basic primal instinct inside of you, warming you, soothing you, and with each breath, you sink further into your comfort. Focus on your breathing for a moment, taking deep, even breaths. My voice flowing into you as you focus on breathing in and out, over and over. You don't need to think about breathing in order to breathe. Your body just naturally does it. This is because all bodily functions are controlled in the subconscious mind. Just naturally provides what you need. And do you know when you are driving a distance on a highway or interstate, just driving and driving, and you get relaxed and you zone out, yet you are still driving safely, that you are actually in a state of hypnosis? Your conscious mind zones out as you drive, and you forget for a moment that you are driving, and your subconscious mind takes over. Your subconscious mind knows what you need. It knows where you are going. It knows where you want to go. And then when you come to and snap out of that hypnotic, zoned out state, you find that your mind took care of you. Your mind was able to take all of the turns that you needed to make. It was able to safely navigate and take action. Your mind knew how to stay in between the lines and how to steer and how to take care of you. But you don't remember driving. You don't remember taking all of the turns. You just know that you are quite a distance ahead on the road from when you last remembered driving. Your subconscious mind took action, taking care of your needs and your wants. In hypnosis, your subconscious mind takes the front seat, while your conscious mind takes the back seat. Your subconscious mind knows what you want and what you need to do to get to where you want to go. So while driving, your mind knew where you wanted to drive, and your subconscious mind took action, allowing you to turn where you were supposed to and to drive safely toward your destination. So, as you can see, when your mind let go while driving, your eyes still worked, and your hands still worked, and you gripped the steering wheel, all the while your mind blanked. You were working in zone mode, and that is what we are going to do today. We are working now on blanking your mind, your conscious mind, the part of your mind which is awareness. And when that part of your mind rests, the subconscious part of your mind steps into the driver's seat to act out what you want, all of your desires. You are just driving along the inside of your mind now. You can see it now. And I need for you to imagine for me in your mind's eye that you are in your dream car. At the top of a very tall mountain with a winding road which goes down and spiraling around and down and spiraling around, and it leads all the way down to the bottom of the mountain. You are at the top of the mountain in your car. All of this inside of your mind. The mountain inside of your mind. You can see it. And when you look down to the bottom of the mountain, to the end of the road, you can see your destination. A canyon below. A dark black canyon. This canyon is inviting and safe and secure. And it's where your fantasies begin. It's where you want to go. And your mind is going to help you to safely navigate down and around the winding road of this mountain to that canyon below. And when the road ends, the car will disappear and you will be free floating safely in this dark canyon. And this is where deeper trance will begin. You will drop into a receptive trance as soon as the road ends. The automobile vanishes at that same time. And the car falls away. And that is when you fall too. So that when it falls, so will you. You will drop deep, quickly and without effort, losing control, losing your conscious mind, losing all thoughts, going blank and empty, your conscious mind going dark like the surroundings of the dark canyon. You will drop into a receptive trance as soon as it starts to fall. And the further down it falls, the deeper you go. It will fall so quickly, reaching terminal velocity in such a short time. This is all such a safe process, safe and gentle, and it's all in your mind. And so when your car falls, so will you. You will drop deep, quickly, and without effort, losing control, losing your thoughts. You will drop into a receptive trance as soon as the car starts to fall away, and you will drop into a receptive trance as soon as you start to fall, and the further down you fall, the deeper you will drop. And you will drop so very quickly, reaching terminal velocity in such a short time, safely free falling in your mind, completely safe and going exactly where you want to go. And when you fall, all of your critical thinking mind leaving you blank and empty, like the dark empty space in which you will be falling, you will become suggestible and craving to be filled with more of my voice. And the words that I say, and the control that my words have, and the commands that my words will provide for you, and it will all happen so abruptly. The car which you are driving will fall away, leaving you free and dependent on the suggestions of my control, and a switch deep, deep within you will flip. And your mind will shift into an empty plaything state of mind, waiting to be told what to do and how to think and what to think, and you will have no will to resist. Your eyes firmly fixed in front of you as you wind down the mountain, your mind spiraling deeper down as you begin to drive down the winding road, down the mountain as the road spins around the mountain. Each curve takes you further down, your thoughts, your resistance, and your control leaving you more and more as you travel down and down the winding road of the mountain, going to that dark canyon at the end of the road where you want to go, where your fantasies will begin. You know that you are safe, and you know that you will arrive safely. And as you drive down and around and down the winding mountain, all of your thoughts fly by as you drive past them, just lines of color, unrecognizable, unimportant. As we move down the mountain, spiraling down, leaving your conscious mind behind, trapping your conscious mind at the top of the mountain to come back to later, just navigating the spirals of your mind, down and down, and spiraling around and around, guiding you to where I want you to go. That's right, I am guiding you down. You don't need to do anything to reach your destination. You can take your foot off of the gas pedal as the vehicle in your mind glides effortlessly down, down, and down, down, and down, and around, and down, and around, down, and around the mountain on this winding road within your mind, allowing my voice to take the wheel now. Just sit back and allow it to happen. Such a smooth ride. Down, 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 down. You are a passenger in your own body as I take the wheel and guide you safely down to the destination. See yourself in the car, driving down the mountain, trusting me to take control, to take you to where you want to go, where it will be so wonderful and pleasurable. All the colored lines of your thoughts stream past your vision, beautiful vivid colors blurring past, pretty to look at. Just blurs of scenery as you look out the window, just admiring the beauty of the bright colors, just scenery you can't make out. But that's okay, because you don't need to think about them. You don't need to think at all. Just sit back and enjoy the ride as you travel on this wonderful journey. Down the mountain safely, going down and around the mountain. Your anticipation grows with each time you go around the mountain. Down the mountain. Not much time left, and you can see more clearly now the end of the road and that darkness from the dark canyon as you get closer. Down and down and down, safely transcending. The car drifts along effortlessly, going around and around the spirals of the mountain, and your mind goes deeper and deeper as you feel the engine purring beneath you, letting you know that everything is just fine, safe, and working exactly the way it should. As all of your thoughts leave, as you leave all of your thoughts behind. In just a moment, I'm going to count you down. And with each number I say down, all the way down to zero, you will go deeper and deeper, 50, going more blank and more empty with each number down until there is nothing left in your mind. Every number, as we go down, is sending you deeper, deeper into trance, deeper into submission, pulling out the last remaining thoughts of independence. Every thought of free will, with every number counting down, your mind surrenders deeper and deeper into submission, into acceptance of my control. You are the puppet, the marionette, and I am the marionettist. Keep that realization close to your heart as I count you down now. You are the puppet, the marionette, and I am the marionettist. You are the puppet, the marionette, and I am the marionettist. You are the puppet, the marionette, and I am the marionettist. Closer and closer to the end of the road, just a couple more feet ahead. And the road ends. And the car falls. And you drift out of the car. And the car drifts away. The car falling, and you falling with it, taking all of your remaining thoughts and your entire mind. Safely, your thoughts drift away. You know this is what you want, and you are safe. The car falls, and you fall away from the car. You just deeper and deeper into the dark canyon. Your thoughts left behind, gone, left blank and empty, blank and empty now. Your resistance stayed all the way up at the top, so very far away from where you are now, and that's okay. You don't need it anymore. You don't need that right now. You need something different. And the further you drop, the deeper you fall. And the deeper you fall, the emptier you are. Trance. Going deeper down into the dark canyon. Her trance is 10 times deeper. 10 times deeper. Where you cannot resist. And you cannot question. You are floating now. Your mind empty. Thoughts gone. And whatever thoughts still may try to creep in, whatever defenses you have, they just float away, leaving you here, void, blank, ready. Ready for my voice and my words. To direct you, and you drift deeper into trance, and become 10 times as suggestible, 10 times as empty, 10 times as empty, and you float in this blank state of puppetry now, ready to listen and to follow, without conscious thought, without question. Without resistance. In this space, your mind is in a receptive state. Drifting further down. You do nothing but listen. And allow the words that I say to float. To go right into your mind. Bypassing all conscious thoughts. And engraving themselves
on the innermost parts of your mind.
And you now hit the bottom of the canyon, breaking through the bottom of the canyon. And now you float gently down to the floor. In a lighted area. And I'm here with you. I have been waiting for you. Now, you are at your destination. Stay deep in trance throughout this entire experience until I tell you it is time to come out of trance. Allow time to stop. Feel it suspend itself in this very moment, so that whatever you do here will be a foggy, disjointed memory after you wake. It'll be very, very difficult to remember what you were told to do while in this state of trance. After it is all done and you wake from your blank and empty state, memories will begin to disperse, bit by bit, until there is nothing left but fog and an intense joy from being satisfied and feeling complete. Now, you've been such a good boy for me. It's time to take it to the next level. It's time to implant a trigger. Whenever you hear me say, puppet play, you will instantly drop into a plaything state of mind. Your conscious mind will instantly drift away from you completely, just trickling away and away and away, leaving you completely blank and empty and limp to where there is nothing left inside. Puppet play. Your conscious awareness dimming away, releasing its control. When this happens, your deep subconscious mind takes over, pushing all of your alertness out and away, and keeping all of your thoughts and all of your ideas and all of your defenses beyond your reach, beyond all matter and time. That's right, puppet play. Shutting down completely. The final shred of your existence. Going. Gone. Puppet play. Picture in your mind the words, puppet play. See the words, puppet play, in your mind. Hear me say the words, puppet play. Puppet play. What color are the words? Puppet play. Puppet play. See the words. Puppet play. In your mind. Big and bold and bright and full of color. Impossible to escape from. Impossible to ignore. When you hear the words, puppet play, reach your ears, they become your entire world, your entire existence. Your subconscious mind falls under my control, under the control of me, your marionettist. Puppet play. Puppet play. Puppet play. You are in an internal state of blankness, empty mind. Only craving the commands of me so that you can move and can function and so that you can be of some use. You are doing so well for me already. Just sitting and waiting for my commands. Nice and limp. But not for long. All that exists for you right now is my commands and your automatic response, and that's it. That's all you have. My commands and your automatic response. Puppet play. your body will obey. You are nothing but a dummy. A marionette, just doing nothing but waiting for his commands from his puppeteer. Waiting to be manipulated. When you hear the words puppet play, they drain your conscious thoughts totally and completely, leaving you blank and empty. Awaiting instruction. Your body limp, just waiting. Waiting to be played with. Waiting for me, your marionettist, to make you move how I want you to move. All you have is my voice. All that you hear is my voice. My voice is your strings. And when you hear my voice, the strings that control you manifest and become solid.
Puppet play.
Allowing full and total authority over what happens with your body and mind. Your body has no choice, because there is no choice. Choices are not for puppets. You just obey. As you feel me pull your strings, and that's all that you have, and that is all that you are now. A puppet plaything, branded as a puppet plaything. And when you are a puppet, and you hear me say, puppet play, you go emptier, fall deeper, and drift into an ever-growing intense arousal. Puppet play, causing you to shudder in pleasure, feeling the joy of being nothing but a toy for me to play with. And each time this happens, each time you get to experience this, it's better than the time before. Each time you hear puppet play, you shift more quickly than you did the time before, and you go more intensely into the role than you did before. And every time you hear me say puppet play, you grow more and more aroused. Feeling that arousal flooding your body and your mind. More arousing each and every time than it was the time before. Being labeled a puppet plaything is such a turn-on. Every time you hear this, every time it happens, every time you transform into a puppet plaything, the pleasure centers of your deep, deep mind light up bright and happy. Arousal and submission take hold of your body and your mind, and the waves of pleasure shift and roll through you, vibrating at just the right frequencies to almost bring you to the very edge before we even get started, the very edge of release. And each time you hear me say puppet play, the waves and vibrations keep adding onto themselves, becoming stronger and stronger, and so much more, and so much more intense. And it just twists and turns inside of your flesh and over your skin and down your spine, straight to your cock, and filling every single inch of you inside and out with a buzzing bliss. And you feel so needy and excited and horny and aroused. And you twitch and you drip and you throb and you pulsate. Waves of pleasure cascading down from the tip of the head of your cock. That's right. I'm ready to take it to the next level.
Puppet play. Puppet play. Puppet play.
staying deep in trance, I need for you to do something for me. I need for you to stay empty as I pull on your strings and have you perform. Now, stay in trance. Be a good plaything for me and open your eyes. It might be hard to do, but you must do it. You must open your eyes. Allow your subconscious mind to automatically respond to all of my commands, giving me full control as I tug on your strings. You have no choice. Puppet play. You must listen and obey. You must perform as I say. Feel me tug on your strings now, unlocking your body. Feel your body loosening. Now you are free to move in all of the ways which I want you to move. Your body loosening up, and sensation now flows again into every part of your body, into every limb, into every nerve. Your body coming alive again, but you are still in a trance, and your mind is still blank, and it's empty. Puppet play. You are ready for me to have control, ready to move as I tell you to. Keep your eyes open, stay in trance, body loose. Listen and follow. Feel now as I pull the strings on your body. Feel the strings grip your body firmly, undeniably. These strings are stronger than you are, stronger than your subconscious mind, so much more real. Now be a good marionette plaything for me and stand up. Slowly take your time. No need to rush. Submit. Obey. Now, let's begin the training for being a perfect marionette plaything, doing as it is told, without question, without resistance. Every action that you perform for me here will strengthen your triggers and remind you of what you are. You are a puppet. You are a marionette. And will cement this blank state of mind further. Each action will drive you deeper into arousal, into pleasure. Every little action. You obey. You submit. You are a toy. You are every little act of total obedience will build upon the foundation of the marionette plaything state of existence and push you further into the marionette puppet plaything sinkhole. Now, marionette, I want for you to strip for me. Toy, submit piece by piece, slowly, seductively strip for me.
A puppet plaything.
Take your time. I want a strip tease, puppet. Just slowly strip.
You are a puppet.
Sensually.
Your mind is blank.
Turn me on by taking off your clothes. And with each piece that you remove, you sink deeper into the moment. and you drift deeper into the role of a puppet.
You obey.
A puppet plaything.
You are
isolating this state of mind more and more from the rest of the world. Collapsing further into passionate, full-bodied arousal. Feeling it grow and grow.
Obey.
Your cock is filling up. You become more and more aroused. With each piece of clothing that's no longer on your body, you feel more and more like the perfect marionette plaything. More and more like a blank and empty toy.
A puppet plaything.
To be toyed with. To be used. To be played with. To be owned. To be told what to do, and to be reminded that you don't think, you don't question, you just act, you just do, you just perform. I snap my fingers, and you dance, you perform. I tell you how to do it, and when to do it, and you don't ask why, you just do. And when all of your clothes are off, the real physical evidence of your surrender comes into plain view. And you can feel those strings, which are wrapped around your body and your mind, grow stronger in power and potential, in capacity and influence. You can feel them snap so tightly into place, always ready to be exploited to their fullest. You are such a good marionette plaything for me. And now there you are, completely naked, vulnerable, stripped, nude, naked in mind and body, ready, blank, and empty, accepting all suggestions, feeling my voice and my words saturate you. You are void of all thoughts. You are a very good plaything. And now, for the real fun. Now, puppet, you are going to solidify the concept of what you are by writing some words on your body and branding yourself as what you truly are. With each letter that you write, you will sink so much more profoundly into the reality that you are my toy, my puppet, my marionette, sealing the concept. The state of mind further into your reality, sealing it so strongly, so thoroughly. And with each word that you complete, the pleasure you feel when acting on a command, and the pleasure you feel whenever I call you a marionette plaything, expands and grows exponentially. Each completed word increases the pleasure, the joy, the emptiness, the submission, the arousal, all flourishing and amplifying with each word that you mark on yourself. Now, make it happen. Marionette, pick up your writing utensil. Good puppet. This action, all on its own, is already pushing you further down. Into this empty space.
Empty.
Into your empty mind.
You are empty.
And your empty state.
You are empty.
Each and every action
empty.
Which you perform is in a world of its own. The memory of who you were before any command which you have followed has grown foggy and broke apart, fizzling away. You only have to remember
what I tell you to remember, and nothing else. Nothing else which happens to you, my good marionette plaything, matters. Only the moment matters. Right now, with the sound of my voice and the words which I speak, that's what matters. That's all you need. Now, I would like for you to choose a place on your body where you are going to mark yourself. You can choose any place on your body except for your cock. Do not mark on your cock. You might choose to mark above your cock. Maybe you choose to mark around your nipple. Now I would like for you to write the word empty as I spell it out. Write it on your bare skin. E-M-P-T-Y. Empty.
You are empty. You are empty.
Each letter which you write fuses with your core. Each letter binding puppetry with your center, fueling it, giving it more and more power. That's right, toy. Good, my little marionette plaything.
Feeling more and
your
more
cock
aroused,
getting full and hard.
Robbing
this is such a turn on.
With desire.
Now, I'm not sure if you noticed the first time. However, I want you to notice now that it is actually your subconscious mind which chooses a place on your body to mark. And your subconscious mind is choosing a place now for the next word. Choosing anywhere except for your cock. That place is off limits for writing, for now anyway. Feel your body as it moves all on its own to write the word toy. As I spell it out, T,
each letter, cementing what you truly
are.
You are a toy.
I know that you are throbbing with pleasure. And your subconscious mind chooses another place to write the word blank. As I spell it out, another part of your body becoming full with another word describing what you truly are.
Obey.
Feel your body writing the letter B, and then L, and then A, and writing a letter N, and finally a letter K. And as you do, you sink further and deeper into the submissive puppet that you are, and you feel more and more pleasure, surrendering to what you really are. Your arousal rising higher and higher. You're doing so well, my marionette plaything. So very, very good. Now, you're going to write the word puppet on your body. Hand automatically going to a place on your body to write the word. A place you don't even choose. It's just a place where your hand is drawn to write. The word puppet, as I spell it out. And this word puppet will have a very real and physical effect on your body. More so than any of the words that you have written so far. And you shiver with delight with each letter that you write out. And that shiver of delight intensifies with each letter. P. And you write the letter U. And you write another P. And another P. And now you write an E. And finally, with your desire intensifying, you write the letter T. Good marionette. Such a good plaything. And now I need for you to write plaything on your body. Allow your subconscious mind to choose this place. And anywhere that it chooses, your body obeys. It does not choose your cock. Your cock is reserved for me. I will choose the word which goes on your cock. And now is not the time. Each letter which you write, solidifying more and more what you are. and you feel better and better with each letter. And you feel more and more pleasure with each letter. Each letter bringing you closer to the edge of orgasm. But no matter how aroused you get, you will not touch yourself until you are told to do so. If I tell you to do so. That's not up to you, and that's not for you to know. You really have no choice in the matter. You are blank, and you are empty, and you are just a toy. You are a puppet. You cannot decide these things on your own. You do not think. It is impossible for you to think. It is unthinkable.
Obey, obey.
And now to write the word play then. E.
Vibrating and pulsating across every inch of you. In every crevice.
In every
T.
H.
Every nerve.
I. And all over your skin. And through every hair follicle. Just as the arousal you feel upon hearing your triggers send those delightful waves from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, and back up and down again all over your body inside and out. These markings, these labels, this branding is here to stay with you, my marionette plaything. It is cemented in your mindset. It's not going to leave. It is what you are. You are Nautica's plaything. And at that very second, which I say your trigger,
play.
You go back to this state of being.
Obey.
And as you write these words, I want to remind you that this is the ultimate show of submission, that you are listening and you are obeying. You are taking my words and allowing them to manifest your reality in a way that shall persist. You have no choice. You know, good little marionette playthings never have a choice. They simply listen and obey. They listen and follow. They are blank and empty. When you have finished writing the words, you are to put away your writing utensil. And there you are, naked. Standing before me, marked, branded. And being such a perfect puppet, if I told you to stand here for hours and hours and never leave and never move, that you would do so. However, that's not what I'm ready for right now. I want you right now to kneel for me, toy. On your knees, puppet. Pulling your strings down.
Obey.
Blank
obey,
of mind and empty of thought.
Obey,
straighten your spine.
Obey,
straighten your neck.
Obey,
but keep your head down.
Obey.
Just a friendly reminder, you are a horny, empty, throbbing puppet to be used for any way that I see fit. You are naked, kneeling, back straight, head down, branded. Puppet, you are now forced to close your eyes.
Obey.
Close your eyes. Obey. Keep them closed. And lock your hands behind your back.
Obey.
Interlock your fingers.
Obey.
And feel them stiffen. Obey, puppet. Hands behind your back locked for as long as I want them there. Do not pull them from out behind your back. Do not move at all, puppet. Each little action you obey sends a fog over your blank and empty mind, allowing you to forget each and every one of your past acts, so that every new command you follow, you forget the last. You just surrender and allow my voice to smooth over your thoughts and your memories obscuring all in an overpowering wave of will. As you kneel, you can feel your arousal rising. My good marionette plaything. You can feel the flutters shooting down to your cock and the tingles stirring inside of your cock. The wetness coming out at the tip of your cock, growing more and more horny as you submit, as you obey, as you give in to what you truly are. A toy. You are a plaything. You are a puppet. You are a marionette plaything. You are to be used. You are to be played with. You are a toy. A blank and empty plaything. Enjoying the throbbing, pulsating pleasure of this mind space and of your submission. Without doing anything at all, without moving or thinking, you get closer and closer to orgasm simply by being here, by being obedient, by being mine, my plaything. As you give in to what you truly are. A toy. You are a plaything. You are a puppet. You are a marionette plaything. I want you to open your eyes again. I want for you to pick up the writing utensil again.
A toy. A blank and empty.
And this time, I want you to mark your cock with the letter N.
Obey.
In for Nautica, branding your cock.
Obey.
Good, my marionette plaything. Out loud, I want for you to say the words, I am
obey.
A good marionette plaything. As you say the words, feel them melt into you. I am a good marionette plaything. Now I want for you to say, I am Nautica's toy. You can put down the writing utensil again. Say again, I am a good marionette plaything. Feel the words travel down your body and reach your center. Say again, I am a good marionette plaything. I want for you to say, I am Nautica's toy. Fueling your arousal, making you more and more horny. Good toy, very good. And one more time, just for me, say the words, I am a good marionette plaything. And say, I am Nautica's puppet. Feel the words echo inside of your empty mind. Feel them act as your missing thoughts. And feel the strings coiled around your body and mind strengthen as you say them. And say, I am Nautica's puppet. You feel what I tell you to feel. And right now, all you are feeling is emptiness and arousal. And now unlock your hands. Allow your arms to drop to your sides. You know, you can hold any position for any amount of time while in this empty state of being a marionette. And any discomfort that you might have felt outside of this space, outside of hypnosis, doesn't even bother you. In the space you are in now, you can only feel what I tell you to feel. And you can't feel anything except for how I tell you to feel. And right now, you feel empty and you feel aroused. I would like for you now to bend at your waist and lean all the way down to the ground, shifting your body to a crawling position on your hands and knees. Eyes closed. Remember, there is no discomfort. There is only pleasure as your body follows my commands. As you drop deeper into this subspace, eyes remain closed. Enjoy the moment of total submission. Enjoy the thrill of feeling your body obey. Good puppet. Now, I want for you to think of all that you have written on your body. These are your labels, your branding on your flesh. And now we are going to have some fun. I'm going to allow you to release all of that pressure which has been building up inside of you. You are going to come for me,
growing more and more horny as you submit, as you obey. As you give in to what you truly are, a toy, you are a plaything, you are a puppet, you are a marionette, plaything, you are to be used, you are to be played with, you are a toy, a blank and empty plaything. Obey.
You are going to come for me when I tell you to come. That's right, puppet. And once you come, once you have reached that intense orgasm, everything that has happened here will fog over further, and the memories will become non-distinctive, breaking apart and vanishing into thin air. Once you have that amazing orgasm, which feels so good, the conditioning and the triggers here will be reinforced tenfold. They will grow in power and in effect. They will set themselves deeply in your subconscious mind, ready to rise from beneath when I say the words. That's right. You know those words. Puppet play. Now, move yourself lower to the ground, puppet. Spread your knees just a bit. Lowering yourself to your elbows. Put that sexy ass in the air. That's nice, puppet. Find a position where you can hold yourself up with just one arm. You'll need the other hand to touch your cock. So go ahead and do that now. And when you are ready, put your hand on your cock for me. Good puppet. Start stroking your cock for me.
Growing more and more horny.
You are my good marionette. You must obey and submit. No resistance. No thought, just surrender. Only surrender. You're getting so close to the edge, but you aren't allowed to come yet. Not yet. It will happen, but only when I allow it to. Pumping, not sooner. Unless I decide to not allow it, maybe I'll just have you stroking your cock for another hour. Maybe for a couple of hours.
You are my play.
Maybe I won't let you come at all. I haven't decided yet. You will only allow yourself to come when I say that it's okay to come. If I say that it is okay to come. And if I do allow that, than all of the pleasure that you have felt throughout this entire time here together will bring you to pure bliss. You will feel your entire body tremble in pure ecstasy, and your mind will vibrate. Your body will shake, and you will have the most intense orgasm that you've ever had. You are my good little marionette plaything. Keep stroking that cock for me, marionette, being such a good toy for me. On your hands and knees and stroking your cock for me. What a good marionette plaything. Such a good marionette plaything, stroking that cock for me. Getting all of that cum into your cock. Just stroking and pumping your cock for me like a good puppet. And you can't stop stroking your cock even if you wanted to, because I control your strings. I control what you do to your cock. Keep stroking.
You are blank and empty.
Go faster for me now, marionette. Go faster for me now, puppet. Pulling your strings faster and harder, because I want you to stroke faster and harder. Getting closer and closer. Oh, my marionette plaything, you must come. Come for me, toy. Come. Come for me. Come, toy. Come, come, my plaything, let it all out. Release the pleasure, release the pressure, release your mind.
Release the pleasure.
Come for me, come and surrender. Come, come, come. Accept all conditioning and all triggers. Once you come, you will complete this entire process. You will accept all that has happened to you. You will accept your new title. You will accept all of your labels as being who you truly are. You will accept that you are a marionette plaything. And you will accept all triggers. Come. Come, squirt that cum all over the floor. Make a mess on the floor. Come for me, puppet. Come, puppet. Come. Come on, toy.
You are a plaything. Puppet. You have no thoughts of your own. You are blank. You are empty. You are a toy. You are a good toy. Be a good toy. Come, more and more quiet as you accept no. As you obey.
Come,
as you give in to what you truly are. A toy. You are a plaything. You are a puppet. You are a marionette plaything. You are to be used. You are to be played with. You are a toy. A blank and empty plaything. Excellent job, marionette. Lie down now on the floor, on your stomach. And rest. That's right, just relax and rest. Relax your body. Continue to listen to me. In a moment, I'm going to snap you out of this marionette space. That's right, I'm going to let you go. But you must remember your trigger. Whenever you hear me say, puppet play, you will go back instantly to being a blank and empty marionette on strings for me. I'm going to bring you back by counting up to five. 1. Becoming more aware of your surroundings. And 2. Your thoughts and your mind return to you completely. 3. You feel good and you feel relaxed and you feel energized. 4. Staying true to who you are, but when you hear your trigger, you will go back to that place of being a marionette for me.
5.
Wake.
Wake up, aware and alert. You feel well rested, energetic, and happy. Now clean up this mess.